And it doesn't matter what other beliefs or ideas or perceptions you have about what the case is for you, that doesn't change the fact that your life, that the fact that you're alive, that every breath you take, that every thought you have, good or bad, is actually a prayer, is actually an expression of love, thankfulness, and gratitude. Now, this is absolutely wackola, because it's all inclusive. It means when somebody slaps somebody across the face, that's no less a prayer than when somebody hugs somebody. When somebody tells somebody, I hate you, it's no less a prayer than to say, I love you. This becomes very weird. Because you start to see that the nature of experience for real isn't defined by what you think you're experiencing. Your experience turns out to be not what you're necessarily aware of. Strange, huh? Now that really changes everything. And not necessarily in a way you would want or choose. Because it means you can't ever again tell yourself, delude yourself, that anything's wrong. You exit the game of right and wrong. You exit the reality of the so-called reality of good things and bad things. You become involuntarily accepting. And you may not do anything any different than you've always done it, but the inner response changes completely. You don't feel any inner complaint anymore. If something is unpleasant or distasteful or even dramatically bad, the personal reaction of, geez, I wish this didn't happen, doesn't happen anymore. You're no longer an actor in your own drama. The drama goes on, but it has nothing to do with you. You're not in it. You see the drama that all the children of humanity are still acting out, but it's just the way it is. And everything becomes a kind of an entertainment instead of a life and death serious, important situation. Will I get that promotion? It's just not a problem anymore. It's not that problems stop or go away, but it is that you become problem-free. Problems are still going on. There's always going to be problems.